Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about the coding capabilities of two leading AI models, Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro and Anthropic's Claude 3.7 Sonnet. Let's dive in.
Exciting. So it's a head-to-head coding challenge? What's the project?
Exactly. A practical test, not just benchmarks. The goal, build a simple but functional desktop task management app. Think timer, task organization, the works.
Ah, a real-world application. Clever. So how did these AI titans stack up?
Well, Claude 3.7 was impressive. Fast, efficient, clean code. The app was up and running in about 8 minutes. Functional, decent UI. Boom, done. Now, I am going to tell you about a new product introduced by Redl and Joshua. Multiple features. Well, Claude 3.7 was impressive. Fast, efficient, clean code. The app was up and running in about 8 minutes. Functional, decent UI. Boom, done.
8 minutes? That's incredible. What about Gemini? Did it match that speed?
Gemini was fast. I'll give it that. But the code, it was a bit of a mess. More verbose, less focused, harder to debug. I spent way more time trying to get it to work.
So, speed versus quality. Sounds like Claude prioritized quality. I'm curious about the process. Any major differences there?
Oh, absolutely. The user experience was worlds apart. Claude's interface was clean, intuitive. Gemini's, well, it felt cluttered, difficult to navigate. I even had trouble finding basic controls. Frustrating.
I see. Interesting. So a clear win for Claude in terms of usability?
In this specific test, yes. But it's important to remember this was one project. I plan on testing them with more complex tasks, like API development, to get a more complete picture.
Good point. Early days yet. But for a quick, clean coding task, Claude seems to have the edge. Any final thoughts?
Yes. Don't always trust the benchmarks. Real-world application is key. This comparison really highlighted the differences in code quality and user experience. I'm excited to see how they perform in future challenges. And, as always, thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe for more AI insights.
Goodbye.